This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I'm so excited. We're in a brand new study here at WGOD Radio. Time permitting, you won't be hearing any more of the sermons for a while. Sometimes if I'm caught short, I might have to play one, but my plan is to be behind these microphones every day recording a new program here in the book of Romans. That's what we do here at WGOD. I love teaching Bible prophecy, and I love teaching the really most important things of all, and that is understanding the Christian faith. As we're reading here in the book of Romans, we find in this letter, the book of Romans, the richest possible teaching about what a Christian should know, the meaning of law, grace, sin, punishment, faith, justice, Christ, God the Father, good works, love, hope, and the cross, all that and more here in the book of Romans. I read this quote yesterday as we're going to wrap up this intro and get right back into it again from Martin Luther, who wrote, "This letter is truly the most important piece in the entire New Testament. It's purest gospel. It is well worth a Christian's while not only to memorize it word for word, but also to occupy himself with it daily as though it was the daily bread of his soul. It is impossible to read or meditate on this letter too much or too well. The more one deals with it, the more precious it becomes and the better it tastes." Now, for everyone out there who call themselves Protestants, you think about it, this goes all the way back, friends, 499 3/4 years ago to October 31st. 1517, nigh on 500 years here in a couple months, of when a Catholic monk got sick and tired of trying to keep rules in order to be right with God, in order to have salvation. And you still, as a Catholic, went to your grave not knowing whether or not you were saved. And on top of only that, umanon day, you'd end up in a place that was neither the Twilight Zone, until your family or friends could pray or buy your way out of that. And now, reading this book here, this is what the Word of God does. It transforms you. Reading here, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This turned this man's world upside down. I should say, right side up. Here he is, indulgences, paying money, bribing people, paying important people to have your sins obliterated? No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you are justified by faith. Now, that word justify is right out of the courtroom. It's a legal word that Paul used. It's a judge. He's got a gavel in his hand. He hears your case. The state versus Almighty God versus Paul Esposito. So here you are. Your turn in court. You're naked, by the way, because you're not allowed to wear any clothes. You're naked. You're standing before the judge. There's two people standing with you. On your left hand is the prosecutor. That is the devil himself. where it says in Revelation chapter 12, it says that he is the accuser of the brethren. I think it's verse 9. You know something I've learned? I'll share it with you, friend. It's the only truth the devil ever speaks. You know what it is? Your sins. That's it. He doesn't need to lie. He doesn't need to lie about your sins. It's the only truth the devil ever speaks is your sins. Day and night. You ever wonder what Satan does in his spare time? I'll tell you. He stands before God and accuses you. Day and night. And your son and your daughter and your husband and your wife, your children, your mother, your father, you. He accuses. He stands day and night before God and accuses you of your sins. Why lie? That's what he does. So that's the prosecutor. And now that's not the end of the story. Standing on your right side, you see, is your defense attorney. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins. We read in 1 John chapter 2, Jesus Christ, the paraclete. That means he's a defense attorney. He's been called in alongside, and he's never lost a case before, and he's not going to lose one with you. So you stand before the judge. Your charges are being brought up by the enemy, but your defense attorney is Jesus Christ, you see. And the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Having been justified means that God, as the judge, hears your case. And as you, as the Bible says, as we're going to read in chapter 10 of this book, as many who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. When you call on the name of the Lord, just like Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness in John chapter 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When that is you, then the judge takes his gavel, slams that gavel down, looks at you and says, not guilty in Jesus' name. Not guilty. You've been set free. You're not guilty. You're justified by your faith in Jesus Christ. End of sentence. End of story. End of paragraph. It's all over. No one needs to buy you. Jesus already bought you with his blood. No one else needs to buy you. You don't need to buy your way out of anywhere. Jesus has bought your way out of the pit of hell into salvation and eternal life by his blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. No other buy, no other price could anyone pay than the shed blood of the Son of God, paid for your sins. That's what it means to be justified. It means to be declared by the only man that counts, Almighty Jehovah, to be declared by him officially not guilty. And then, you see, you've got peace. Haven't been justified by faith. Romans 5, 1, we're going to see. Haven't been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got peace. Your sins have been obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been reconciled. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. You've been reconciled back to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. What's required of you is to believe and receive. Naturally, those things lead to repentance. Baptism. It always has. Here's water. What prevents me from being baptized? That's what Romans teaches us. That's what started this whole thing. Where you're at here today in a Protestant church, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopal, Charismatic, Baptist, no matter where you are, it started because of this. Having been justified by faith. not by paying money to somebody or anything else. But faith. Your faith is what saves you. Paul's going to show us in chapter 4, it's the same thing that saved people in the Old Testament. Where the Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, it says Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned to him. Now there's an accountant term, logizo, where our word log, like captain's log, star date 071217, July 12th, 2017, captain's log. You see, his faith was reckoned to him, logged in. Faith was put in Abraham's credit column, and that in turn has God pick up his gavel, slam it down, and say, not guilty by his faith. Same as you. B.C. or A.D., you're saved the same way. Faith. You don't need to buy your way out of anything because Jesus Christ has paid it all, and he bought your way out by his blood. What a great book this is. What a great study we're going to have. We're in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, bondservant of Jesus Christ. Now, after all that, you see, Paul considers himself a slave. The one who set him free from sin and being a slave of sin. He now turns and bows the knee to him, to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Peter did the same thing. Peter, a slave of Jesus Christ. James, John, Peter, Paul, Jude, they all bowed the knee to him and called him Lord and Master and called themselves slaves. Oh, you're going to have to serve someone in this world, friend. Either you will serve sin, or you still are a slave of it. And the wages of sin, the Bible tells us, is death. Or you're going to serve the Master. Every knee will bow, the Bible tells us, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Remember, he was called. Remember John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. You were, he was called an apostle. The apostles didn't choose themselves. They weren't chosen at a church meeting. They weren't chosen over a food and fellowship. They were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. They had to be an eyewitness of him after he was raised up from the dead. Acts chapter 1, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures. We're going to have to end it right there. We will end it there here for today. Paul considers himself a slave, a bondservant. He's going to serve Jesus Christ now for the remainder of his days. He is so grateful he's been set free from sin, that he's going to bow the knee and serve the Lord Jesus Christ for the remainder of his life. And I recommend, friend, that you do the same thing. Think back of all the Lord has done for you. Remember how it used to be and how it is now. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.